Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, the music is playing. My phone was on mute. Thank you. But this morning we're going to pray for the government. Pray for government. We're going to pray for all of the government, the president, the vice president, House of Representatives, Congress, everybody, the governors of your city, your state, my state, the United States, of America, the mayors. We want to pray for those who are suicidal, because we do know that since the government has shut down, people are concerned about where their money is going to come from. Are they going to get paid? Are they going to get laid off? Certain people know that they're going to have to work without pay, and, you know, a lot of things are going on. So we want to pray and rebuke depression. We want to pray and come against suicidal thoughts in the name of Jesus. Also, we want to read Isaiah chapter 41, and we want to start at verse 10, and we want to do that before we go into prayer. And thank you for joining us this morning, a web pastor, and those in the chat room, those on the phone line. If you have a prayer request, please post it in the chat room. Please press the number 1, and we will get to you. Our prayer is that this broadcast can be longer than 30 minutes, because we know that we do need a lot of prayer time. So our prayer is that we can expand this broadcast to more than 30 minutes. But we're going to be praying and asking God to send the finances, asking God so that we can do this morning prayer, because it's very needy. It's needful that we pray, for our nation. It's needful that we pray for the body of Christ. It's needful that we pray, just period, because God has called us to pray. He said, "I would that men would pray always, lifting up holy hands without wrath, without doubting." So we're going to be asking God for him to bless us to expand this broadcast to longer than 30 minutes. But we're going to be praying for donations for that. Amen. Also, we're going to be praying for, right now we're going to read Isaiah 41. If you have your Bibles, would you turn with us to Isaiah 41, chapter verse 10. It says, "Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness." And this is a promise from God. So if you're going through depression this morning because of the government shutdown, if you're going through depression because of rejection or some kind of physical thing or some kind of mental thing that happened to you, I want you to hear the words of God this morning that says, "Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness." God is in control. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And Father, we just say thank you this morning because you are God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Father, we just say thank you. We come this morning into your presence this morning, offering you thanksgiving, Lord God. And we thank you and we bless your name. We enter into your gates with thanksgiving and to your courts with praise, O God. We're thankful unto you and we bless your name, O God, this morning. Hallelujah. Father, we just come to you this morning to say thank you. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you this morning for your grace and your mercy. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you this morning for your love. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you this morning, hallelujah, for your goodness and your mercy unto us. And we ask you, O God, in the name of Jesus, that you will forgive us for our sins and our shortcomings, O God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we just say thank you and we glorify your name this morning. Hallelujah. We bless you, O God. We thank you, O God. We give you glory. We give you praise this morning, O God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, God, this morning we just lift up our government to you, Lord God, of the United States of America. God, we call out President Obama this morning and lift him up to you, Lord God. We lift up the Vice President to you, Lord God. We lift up the House of Representatives. We lift up, Lord God, Congress to you this morning, oh God. We lift up every lawmaker, oh God, in the name of Jesus unto you, oh God. And Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask, oh God, that you will send ministering angels, oh God, to minister to them, Lord God, to speak to them, Father, in the name of Jesus, that your will be done, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray for the families affected by this government shutdown this morning, oh God. Father, we pray, Father, oh God, that you will provide their need for them, Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, that their mortgages will be paid, that their rents will be paid, that they will have food, oh God. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, oh God.
And, Father, we just bind worry today in Jesus' name. Father, we pray, oh, God, that this situation will be used, oh, God, to cause people to come to draw nigh unto you, God, in the name of Jesus. And not just during the shutdown, oh, God, but during the lifetime, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, oh, God. Father, we know that you allow things for a reason, oh, God. And, Father, we just say thank you today for the souls that are going to come to you, oh, God, because of this shutdown, God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we pray for the president, oh God. Father, I don't know if he's saved or not, but God, I know some of his decisions, Lord God, are not godly decisions, but we lift him up to you this morning, oh God, and ask you, God, that if he is not born again, that you will speak to him, that you will minister him, that you will send people to him, oh God, that will hear a word so that he might be saved, that he might be born again, that he might be redeemed, him and his household, God, in the name of Jesus. The same for the governor, oh God, we pray for them in Jesus' name. This morning, we pray for law enforcement and all of our cities and states, oh God, in Jesus' name. God, we pray for those that should not be on the force, Lord God, who have conditions that will cause them to shoot, Lord God, because they're nervous. We pray, oh God, that they will be evaluated and removed from the force, Lord God, at least from having firearms, God, in the name of Jesus. And we pray for those, Lord God, that are qualified to be police officers that are on the force, that you will protect them and keep them safe, Lord God, from danger seen and unseen, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we just pray this morning, hallelujah, for those, Lord God, who are looking, Lord God, and searching for you but don't know where to turn. We ask, Lord God, that you will open their hearts and their minds today, open their spiritual eyes that they might see, oh God, open their spiritual ears that they might hear, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and draw nigh to you, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we just say thank you today, Lord God. Father, we pray for those whom the God of this world have blinded, Lord God. We pray, oh God, that the blinders will be removed from their eyes today, that they will hear your word and be saved today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father, for we know that on this day we're living in perilous times, Lord God. Perilous times have come, hallelujah, Father God, but we draw nigh unto you today, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We pray for that one right now who's contemplating suicide because of being bullied, Lord God, because of depression, Lord God, because of fear, because of being rejected by their spouse, being rejected by someone they fell in love with, being rejected by their family. We pray for that suicidal one right now, God, in the name of Jesus, that you will send your ministering spirits, oh God, that you will send your ministering angels to speak to them right now and let them know, God, that you care, Lord God, that you love them, oh God, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, and that you will uphold them, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, glory to God, hallelujah. And Father, we just say thank you today. God, we pray for the one, oh God, who might be on his way to rape, who might be on his way to molest, oh God, we pray for them, that you will divert them, that you will confuse their plans today, God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. God, we come against principalities and powers. We come against the rulers of darkness of this world today. We come against spiritual wickedness today in the name of Jesus, spiritual wickedness in high places today in the mighty name of Jesus. God, you have given us power over the enemy in this day as children of God, hallelujah, as those that are abiding in the vine and the vine abiding in us. We take authority over principalities today. We take authority over rulers of this world and spiritual wickedness in high places today in the name of Jesus, because we know, Lord God, that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. We know, Lord God, that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but we pull down every stronghold right now in the name of Jesus. We cast down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God in the name of Jesus. And we bring into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ this day in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. I ask you to confuse the plan of the enemy today, Lord God. Hallelujah. Everyone who's going out to contemplate, Lord God, the ones that's contemplating mass murder right now, confuse their plans, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, Father. We take authority over the spirit, Lord God, of murder in the name of Jesus, oh God. We take authority right now over the spirit of rape, oh God. We take authority right now in the name of Jesus over the spirit of child abuse, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, Lord, and we call these people to repentance today, God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we pray, Lord God, hallelujah, for pastors and bishops, evangelists, apostles, oh God, hallelujah, Lord God, elders, Lord God. We pray for the fivefold whole ministry. We pray for the entire, hallelujah, body of Christ, oh God, that we will no longer conform to this world, but that we will be transformed by the renewing of our minds, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, we pray for the entire body of Christ, oh God, that we will come out from among the world, that we will come out and be separate, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Oh, Father, how can we be a light to the world if we're acting just like the world, oh God? And Father, I ask in the name of Jesus that you, Lord God, will move by your spirit, oh God, that you will send, oh God, conviction, oh God, hallelujah, to those that are still practicing sin and calling themselves saved, oh God. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we rebuke and bind the works of the flesh today to, in the name of Jesus, adultery, fornication, lying, stealing, Lord God, heresy, false doctrine, oh God. We bind the works of the flesh, Lord God, drunkenness, Lord God, reveling, Lord God. We bind and rebuke the works of the flesh in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. For we are new creatures in Christ Jesus. All things are passed away, and behold, all things are made new, oh God. And Father, we ask this day, Lord God, that you will keep back your servants also from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. God, we submit to you today. Heavenly Father, we submit to you today. We draw nigh to you today, oh God. We resist the devil, and he must flee today. In the name of Jesus, oh God, consecrate us, God. Set us apart for your work, oh God. Set us apart, oh God, that we might be holy, hallelujah, and without blame today, oh God. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Glory to God, hallelujah. Set a watch, oh God, over our lips, oh God. Set a watch, oh God, over our mouth, oh God. Guard our lips, oh God. Guard our tongues today, God. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, that we will speak those things that are pleasing unto you, that we will speak those things that are edifying, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. And I say thank you today, God. I say thank you today, Lord God. I bless your holy name, God. I worship you this morning, and I thank you, oh God. I worship you this morning, and I thank you, mighty God, hallelujah, for your goodness, for your mercy. I thank you, mighty God, hallelujah, and I bless your holy name. Glory to your name, oh God, hallelujah. Glory to your name, oh God, hallelujah. We lift up the man and woman of God today, hallelujah, who is a full-time pastor, oh God, full-time, Lord God, over the flock, oh God. Bless them, strengthen them, keep them, God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Oh God, today, hallelujah. And we say thank you, God. We say thank you, almighty God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. And Father, we just speak your word this day, Lord God, that he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Most High, hallelujah. And we thank you today, Lord God, that we can dwell in the secret place, hallelujah, of the Most High today, Lord God. We thank you, hallelujah, that we can dwell in the secret place of the Most High, hallelujah. Glory to God, hallelujah. Thank you for giving us that privilege to be able to dwell in the secret place of the Most High, Lord God, hallelujah. And your word says, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. And I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God. In him will I trust, hallelujah. It's only when we dwell in the secret place that we can say that he is my refuge and my fortress and my God. In him will I trust, hallelujah. And God, we declare and decree today that you are our refuge, you are our fortress, you are our God, and in you will we trust, hallelujah. For your word says, surely you will deliver us from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence, Lord God. This is your word, hallelujah. You said, surely you will deliver us from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. You will cover us with your feathers, and under his wings shall we trust. His truth shall be our shield and buckler, hallelujah. We shall not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at our side and 10,000 at our right hand, but it shall not come nigh us. Only with our eyes shall we behold and see the reward of the wicked, because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling, for he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and adder, the young lion and the dragon, vengeance shalt thou trample under feet, because he hath set his love upon me. Therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he hath known my name. This is what God is saying to us. He will deliver us. Hallelujah. He will set us on high because we have known his name. Hallelujah. We shall call upon him, and he will answer us. Hallelujah. He says he will be with us in trouble. He will deliver us, and he will honor us. Hallelujah. And with long life will he satisfy us and show us his salvation. Glory to God. And Father, we say thank you today. Hallelujah. We glorify you this morning and thank you, hallelujah, that we can abide in the secret place. Hallelujah. We can abide under the shadow of the Almighty this morning. Hallelujah, God. And Father, for that we say thank you. Hallelujah, Father. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. And Father, we just thank you for your word. Hallelujah, today in Psalm 23, Lord God. Hallelujah. That tells us today that the Lord is our shepherd and we shall not want. Hallelujah. The Lord is our shepherd and we shall not want. God, today be our shepherd. Hallelujah. That we want not. Be our shepherd today, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Make us to lie down in green pastures. Lead us beside still waters. Restore our souls today, oh God. Lead us in the paths of righteousness for your name's sake. Hallelujah. Glory to God. For yea, though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we will fear no evil, for you are with us. Your rod and your staff, they comfort us, Lord. You prepare a table before us in the presence of our enemies. You anoint our head with oil and our cups run over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives. And hallelujah, we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Hallelujah. Father, we say thank you, Lord. Thank you for being our shepherd today. Hallelujah. Thank you for being our hiding place today. Thank you for restoring our souls today. Thank you for leading us in the paths of righteousness for your namesake today, oh God. Hallelujah. And Father, we just say thank you and we glorify your holy name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, God, I lift up marriages to you today, Lord God. I lift up marriages, those that are contemplating divorce today. God, I pray love in these marriages, oh, God. Your agape love, Lord God. Your unconditional love, oh, God, in these marriages today, God, in the name of Jesus, Father. And, Father, I just pray, Father, in the name of Jesus, oh, God, that you will just cause, hallelujah, husbands and wives to fall in love with each other, oh, God. But, God, help them to bring you into the marriage, oh, God, that you will be the head of the marriage, that they will consult you about their marriage, oh God, that they will not listen to, Lord God, ungodly counsel, oh God, but they will listen to you and your word, oh God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. And Father, we just say thank you for it right now, God, in Jesus' name, hallelujah. Let your love be shed abroad, Lord God, in that husband. Let your love be shed abroad in that wife, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Teach them, oh God, how to speak to one another in love and in kindness, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Teach them to submit to one another, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, where pride is, oh God, that is causing them not to hear you, oh God, and not to hear one another, oh God. We come against it. We bind it. We take authority over it right now in the name of Jesus, oh God. Oh, Father, and we say thank you, God. Oh, the husband that is abusive, we pray for him, whether he's abusive in word, whether he's abusive, oh God, physically, Lord God. We pray for the abusive husband in the name of Jesus and ask you to forgive him, ask you to save him, ask him to heal him, oh God, for whatever it is that is causing him to abuse his wife, oh God, that's causing them to have misplaced anger. Oh, God, we lift him up to you right now, God, in Jesus' name, and wherever he is, oh, God, even in his slumber, God, I ask, oh, God, that you will heal him, begin the healing process in him, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Father, that abusive wife, oh, God, who's abusive in her mouth, oh, God, who's abusive, Lord God, physically, Lord God, Father, I lift her up to you, God. Heal her where she needs to be healed, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, oh, God. Childhood rejection by her dad, oh God, childhood rejection by her mother, oh God, whatever the case is, oh God, molestation, God, rape, oh God. Oh Father, we ask you to heal in the name of Jesus, oh God. Oh Father God, those that are suffering, oh God, hallelujah, from secret abuse, oh God, that have not been able to speak to anybody about it, God, I lift them up to you, Father, in the name of Jesus, God, and I ask you to send healing today, God, by your spirit, send healing, God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Send healing, oh God, to the little girl that was raped, oh God, who is now an adult who's never been healed, oh God. Send healing, God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Let her know that you know about it and you understand, God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Oh Father, in the name of Jesus, oh God, send healing to her right now, God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Stop the cycle of abuse. abuse in the families, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Those that have been abused when they were children, they're carrying the abuse throughout their the next generation. But God, in the name of Jesus, we call on your power, God. We call on your Holy Spirit today, God. We call on you right now, God, to send deliverance, God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God. And we say thank you for it right now, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Jesus, you said you came to destroy the works of the devil. Hallelujah, God. We ask you to destroy the works of abuse, God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And Father, we just say thank you. Hallelujah, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, see their tears, God. Hear their prayers, God. Let them know today, God, that you are not far away, God. Let them know today, God, that you're here, and that not only will you hear, but God, that you will answer. God, just like you answered, oh God, the woman, Lord God, with the issue. She had the issue for 18 years, and Satan had bound her, Lord God. But God, you called her unto yourself. Jesus, you called her unto yourself, Lord God, and you made her whole today, God. And Father, those that are crying out to you today, God, I ask you to make them whole, Lord God. Those that are reaching out, Jesus, to touch the hem of your garment, I ask that you make them whole today, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Some have been crying out to you for years, God, but today let this be their day, God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus. I ask you, God, to hear this prayer, God. I ask you to deliver today, God, and set free, God. I know, God, that if you did it for me, God, you can do it for them, God. God, you healed me when I was suicidal. You healed me when I was depressed. You healed me, God, from being raped, oh, God. You healed me from being rejected, God. You healed me, and you are the same God, and you are not a respecter of persons, God. So, God, I ask you the same, hallelujah, God, that delivered me, that you will go forth and deliver these people that are crying out to you today, God, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, God. And Father, we pray for the peace of Jerusalem today, Lord God. We pray for the peace of Jerusalem, oh God. We lift Jerusalem up to you today, oh God. Hallelujah. Oh God, we bind and rebuke the attacks against Jerusalem in the name of Jesus, oh God. We lift up Jerusalem to you, God. Send your peace, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Send your peace, mighty God, to Jerusalem, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, we come against, oh God, terrorist attacks, God, in the name of Jesus, not only against Jerusalem, but against the countries of the world, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, we dwell in your secret place, oh God, in the name of Jesus, we abide under the shadow of the Almighty today, hallelujah, and we thank you, oh God, hallelujah, thank you, oh God. Thank you, God. Father, we pray for California. We pray for Atlanta, Georgia. God, we pray for, hallelujah, every city and state, oh, God. Every city and state, oh, God. We pray for every city and state, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, who have turned their backs on you in favor, Lord God, of ungodly counsel, in favor of ungodly practices, Lord God. And this is throughout the United States, oh, God. And, Father, we pray that your will be done in the name of Jesus, Lord. We call out, oh, God, Lord, and we ask you to send forth the spirit of repentance. Send forth repentance, oh, God. Move in the hearts of those that have turned back from you, oh, God. Move in the hearts of those that are calling good evil and evil good, oh, God. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. And we say thank you. Hallelujah. We say thank you, God, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. We ask you to hear these prayers this morning in the name of Jesus, Lord God. And we just say thank you, Lord God, for having your way, doing it your way, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We, hallelujah, take no thought, Lord God, of our own thoughts, Lord God, but we seek first the kingdom of God and your righteousness, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And you know, God, we know that you will provide every need, oh God, as we seek you first, oh God. We know that you will provide our food, our clothing, our shelter, oh God. You said, take no thought, Lord God, hallelujah, what you shall eat or what you shall drink, hallelujah, but seek first the kingdom of God, hallelujah. If you prepare the lilies in the field, Lord God, how much more will you take care of? Say thank you, Lord God, in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you for this prayer. We thank you for everyone who tuned in. Father God, we just thank you and praise you and give you glory in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We realize that these 30 minutes are not long enough, but we're going to be praying and ask God to give us, hallelujah, the answer, that we might be able to have a longer prayer. And we thank him for the answer right now in Jesus' name. We pray that you go in peace today, that you go and walk in the spirit today, that you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. This is my prayer. prayer for me, hallelujah, for my husband, hallelujah, for all that are listening, that you will, hallelujah, walk in the spirit today, that we will walk in the spirit today, that we will walk in unity, hallelujah, with God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit today, in the name of Jesus, that we will call upon him and that he will answer us, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, that we will pray his will, that we will walk in his will, that we will set our will aside, hallelujah, and do what God has called us to do this day, October 1st, 2013, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, everyone, for joining us this morning. In Jesus' name, if the Lord says the same, we'll be back tomorrow morning, hallelujah, 6:30 a.m., hallelujah, praying again. In Jesus' name, we thank him and give him glory. Amen. Hallelujah. Have a blessed day. Glory to God. Thank you for joining us in the chat room. Hallelujah. Thank you so much. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, thank you. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.